USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
You got some bad people in those groups. You got some tough people in those groups. And I'll tell you what, this country doesn't want them.
President Trump talking about the caravan heading toward the U.S.-Mexico border. On Twitter, the president saying, full efforts are being made to stop the onslaught of illegal aliens from crossing our southern border. People have to apply for asylum in Mexico first, and if they fail to do that, the U.S. will turn them away. The president goes on to say the courts are asking the U.S. to do things that are not doable.
You have some very, very bad people in the caravan. You have some very tough criminal elements within the caravan. I will seal off the border before they come into this country.
He goes on to tweet, the caravans are a disgrace to the Democrat Party. Change the immigration laws now, in capital letters, exclamation point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz and his wife Heidi heckled by progressives and liberals at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. And now it's happening to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the senator now thanking people speaking out on his behalf after he and his wife heckled at a Cuban restaurant in his home state of Kentucky. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with the story.
Here's sound released by TMZ of the confrontation in a Louisville, Kentucky restaurant when a group of men approached Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell and his wife and started heckling them as they were wrapping up their meal.
Why don't you get out of here? Why don't you leave our entire country?
Other people in the restaurant, including members of the staff, can be seen coming to McConnell's defense by telling the men to back off. Earlier in the evening, a woman approached McConnell's table and called him a traitor, while other patrons in the restaurant clapped, and that according to the Courier-Journal. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County, Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his three-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him. The 18-year-old driver of the car under arrest, the shooter, 19 years old, still on the run.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony. One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
Changing gears now to politics, President Trump going state to state ahead of the midterm election, holding Make America Great Again rallies. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden also campaigning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe. Because he ran at least twice, I think three times. They say twice. I think he ran three times. And he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
Being shredded by a president who is all about himself. It's all about Donald. It's not about anything else. We're organized based on ideas. America's an idea. That's who we are. That's what makes us different than every other country in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm...